In the Madison Police Department podcast, we promote safety by providing information on current crime trends in the capital city. In addition, we give listeners a behind-the-badge look at community-based, problem-solving policing done the Madison way. You will hear from passionate MPD subject matter experts, people we like to call guardians. These men and women are dedicated to keeping Madison a great place to live, learn, and play.
Hello, and welcome to the Madison Police Department podcast. I'm Madison Police Department Public Information Officer Tyler Grigg. In today's episode, I'm joined by Chief Barnes to talk about his first few months as chief and his plans to focus on crime prevention, community engagement, and employee safety and wellness. Let's head into that conversation and hear more from Chief Barnes.
Month and a half. I can't believe it. Time flies. How are you feeling?
I feel great. Everything is going according to plan. I found that we have a great police department with a lot of community support. And those are the things that I choose to focus on. When I first came here, I said there were three things that I wanted to work on. Crime prevention, community engagement, and employee safety and wellness. And I'm excited to give you a little update on that.
Awesome. Yeah, and that's a great plan. And we've been talking about that a lot, and how that plays into not only our department, but the community as well. So how has that plan been going, especially with community engagement and crime prevention and a pandemic nonetheless?
Yeah, it's definitely tough, but some of the things that we're looking at in regards to crime prevention is obviously the stolen autos. And so we have put together several special assignments where officers come in and we put together a problem-oriented policing plan, and then we activate that plan. Most recently, Friday, we put together a plan and we were able to apprehend several suspects who were habitual when it comes to stealing cars, and we're able to bring them to justice and hold them accountable. But we need more help. We need more help from our community to make sure that if you see something suspicious, you can articulate why it's suspicious. Please give us a call early on so we can come and take a look at it. And then we need for everyone to grab a hold of our young people, tell them you love them, and keep them in the house so that they don't find themselves in a situation that they may later regret. But it doesn't matter. We'll still work with them and get them on the right track.
Absolutely. And we'll continue to remind people to help lock it up and have those, you know, those reminders for themselves and their neighbors about leaving vehicles running unattended. But hopefully with this nicer weather coming, that won't be so much of an issue. But we always just want to remind people to continue to lock it up.
Absolutely. So that's been going well. Community engagement. I've had a lot of meetings with our community. Most recently on Saturday, I had a community meeting with our Muslim community, and it was a great meeting. And there's a theme from all the meetings that I've had, and that is our community, they would like to get to know our officers again. I think everyone recognizes that it's been a year of no face-to-face contact, no handshaking, and things of that nature. And we know that relationships are best built at the grassroots level. And so I'm excited that our department is vaccinated. We're both vaccinated.
Yes, we are.
And so we can get back to some of that face-to-face interaction. I just think it's a great thing that our community is saying, hey, we want our police, but we want to get to know who you are so you know who we are, who our children are, and we can make those relationships better. And so community engagement is more than just a program. Those are great, but community engagement is those informal handshakes that gets us to know each other as neighbors.
Absolutely. And you mentioned officer wellness, and you talked about, yeah, most of our department is vaccinated, if not close to everybody. What else is on your mind with officer wellness?
Well, you know, the vaccinations is great as well for officer wellness because, you know, we have families too. We are human beings that have children and elderly parents that we sometimes take care of that live with us. Mm-hmm. You know, having our department vaccinated really goes a long way with our officers' mindsets. And so they can relax a little bit knowing that they can be around their loved ones again. Yeah. That helps them be a better public servant. But not only that, I recently had a meeting with our peer support team. So we have peer support here at the police department. For those who don't know, peer support is a group of officers who've dedicated their own time to making sure that we check on each other and that we can get an employee the services that they need should they be going through something. And there's no shame in it. In 2018, I used peer support when my father passed away. I found myself doing way too much trying to take care of everyone except myself. And so I reached out to peer support, and they were able to get me connected with someone that I could sit down and talk about my feelings with.
Absolutely.
So I'm very excited.
There's no shame in asking for help. I mean, 2020 was rough on all of us, and some of it leaks into 2021. And
yeah.
I started a new position here with the department. It's been almost 3 months, and there's a lot of stressors with it, but if we can find good ways to cope. And the way I cope is by watching basketball. And I notice you're holding a Badger basketball. Does that mean that you are finally a Badger fan, or am I just kind of hoping?
Well, you know, I'm always a Badger fan, love the Badgers, but, you know, the gods have a sense of humor. So Wisconsin drew North Carolina in the first round of the tournament. So, you know, I like to publicly state that I will be rooting for.
All right, Chief, what's your final message?
Well, final message, the same as it always has been. Crime prevention is everyone's responsibility, and we can make our community better, but only together. Thanks, Tyler.
All right. Thanks, Chief.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Madison Police Department podcast. I hope you enjoyed our conversation today. As always, stay safe, lock your property, and continue to look out for one another.